motorcycle update. Smart enough to be a hacker, but too stupid to avoid the smoke. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host, providing a slightly breaking news update regarding the person referred to as Idiot Vitalik Buterin on the Ethereum side. Recent findings that are not confirmed, I share them so you can digest it yourself. So don't come at me, some of y'all supporters of this guy and your God complex in your head, you know who you are. I'm sharing what they said. I'm saying these are allegations. I don't see evidence at this point, but the allegations are pretty strong. You're going to need to make up your own mind. Well, why are you talking about it? Because the guy's a fucking idiot who's been dumping on your head. I didn't understand how deep the rabbit hole went. I've shared various different coverages. This one came up and I thought it was good because it hopefully will highlight what I've been saying to be the truth, which is the guy's a fucking idiot that doesn't care about you. And so you can make smarter decisions about what you do. I can't tell what to do with your cash, but hopefully you'll be smarter hearing what happened. Recent reports came out. Allegedly, Idiot Vitalik was related to and in some way responsible for, I said some way, so don't come at me, in some way responsible for some of the damage with the Gatecoin hack. If you're one of those who got into cryptocurrency during the run-up of 2021 because you're one of those who buys on the green and so you were not in for a long period of time, you have no idea what the Gatecoin hack was. The Gatecoin hack, I'm going to give you the very high level. And for those that want to come back and say it's wrong, I challenge you to go and do your own damn research because you're going to see that everything I say is the truth of what was happening at the time. More came out afterwards, but at the time, what I'm going to say was the truth. So the Gatecoin hack, you may or may not know the history of this crap, which is part of the reason many of the large players have not gone full scope into cryptocurrency because of everything that happened with Ethereum specifically. Ethereum has a very storied history of sketchy, scammy, shady behaviors. I would argue Ethereum was way more shady than even Bitcoin was in its earliest days. You might have heard things like the DAO. The DAO preceded what we now know of as Ethereum. I'm sure you know about Ethereum Classic. Ethereum Classic is actually the original form of Ethereum. They branched it off. They forked it off into this new Ethereum, the one that got more money dumped into it due to sketchy coordination with some rich players. Those rich players then later would dump out, as I covered, because Ethereum's all-time high is about $4,800. And as you see, it's nowhere near that. That's because people got out of it when they saw that the idiot was dumping on your head. Ethereum Classic has never gotten anywhere close to what Ethereum did, primarily because of some of this sketchy coordination, but also because Ethereum Classic, the regular, is basically a crap chain. It sucks as a chain. Step away from all that there. Prior to what happened to the DAO, so the DAO gets hacked and breached, which is what spurred the fork. Prior to this, then, you have the Gatecoin 2016 Gatecoin hack. The Gatecoin, when we say Gatecoin, was an actual exchange. The exchange itself got breached. At the time, they believed that the scope of it was very not so large, roughly about, you know, $8 million, $2 million at first, $8 million determined later. But there were downstream impacts that increased the number to where people came up with estimates somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 million, not necessarily the three or the eight previously believed. At the time of the hack, people didn't get their money back with this. You have to consider back then there was less known about security and protections and vulnerabilities and everything. And so the concept of protections of wallets simply wasn't there. A lot of what we take for granted today simply didn't exist. So there has been evolutions in a lot of the security things you see now. I'm not referring to KYC. I'm talking about things like, you know, private keys being hidden by the wallets and that sort of thing. A lot of the things we take for granted now are byproducts of what happened on the Gatecoin. It arguably helped change the industry for the better for security, but what it did is it helped kill the business temporarily prior to the run-ups we would get starting in late 2019. So just to give the history of what that is when I say Gatecoin, it was an exchange that got breached prior to the DAO, which is at the infant stages of what we would now know as Ethereum. That's the basics, high levels of what we're dealing with. Idiot Vitalik, of course, is part of the Ethereum Foundation, and so he's arguably a spokesperson for what we know of as Ethereum now, and of course he's an idiot because he talks out of his ass and he doesn't like President Trump. Well, Truth Labs, which is an on-chain sleuth and investigator, came out on X and made some direct accusations against the idiot. Apparently, they did some analysis going back, and some people had talked about, you know, what was happening with this, what was happening with the DAO hack itself, what was happening with the Bitcoin split off when Bitcoin split to Bitcoin SV and Bitcoin Cash, and they're still ongoing. Like, these have not gone away. There's still people trying to understand what happened with these fork offs, just like with Do Rug Pull, aka Do Kwon, and the Luna ecosystem. They've done this analysis to try to determine what happened, and they've tied it back. And what spurred them to start looking deeper into this was him dumping on your head and some of the piss poor decisions he's been making, and him kicking it over to proof of stake instead of proof of work, which arguably killed mining profitability. I can directly attest to that. I digress. There's a very comprehensive image about this, but the simple statement of what they're alleging is that one of Idiot Vitalik's wallets was a benefactor of this breach that happened, that it received some of these funds. Again, this is an allegation. I don't have any evidence, but they have a visual graph that kind of shows here's where we saw some of this money movement happening during back at that time. And it talks in the context of the ETH Foundation. And you know now that it's, you know, Vitalik.eth, right? He named it. This is prior to the name, so you couldn't determine that it was him without doing deeper on-chain analysis, which is what this lab allegedly did to confirm, at least to their satisfaction, that he was somehow involved as a benefactor to some of the illicit funds that were shifted during this whole situation. He's not making an allegation that Idiot was the one that did it. He's saying that Idiot, it appears that his wallet was a benefactor of the illicit funds. Take from that what you will. I'm going to close this and not go any further. I want you to do your own research on this. This person's analysis is on X at Boring Sleuth. That's his at symbol, at Boring Sleuth. You can check that out. It was posted on January 24th. The image is going to be a little bit difficult to follow, but he gives a very nice post, and he essentially talks about the different funding wallets. He talks about the Poloniex wallet that was involved. He talks about the Gatecoin hacker's wallet and how there was this interplay, and it involved the core Ethereum developer, Vlad Zamfir, and he's tying it all together, but he's basically, it's inference. He doesn't have direct evidence other than this transition that was happening, and saying that, no, Vitalik was in some way involved. He doesn't directly say cause. He doesn't do any of that stuff. He's saying that Idiot was involved in some way to one of those hacks that was one of the origins to the disruption of the business that happened, where we had the steep decline prior to the climb again. And it connects back when I said the guy keeps dumping on your head and has done for years. The guy's a sketchy fucking moron, and I will hope you use this and really study it and make up your own mind about what you do with your cash. But I'm just simply saying he's a sketchy fucking moron. That's all I'm saying. I'm not accusing him, just like they're not accusing anything. But it's very interesting and fascinating. And I, if nothing else, I'm hoping that this will cause people to realize the Ethereum chain has been influenced since the fork. Basically, it's been influenced to the negative to benefit certain people's pockets and line this idiot's pockets. That's essentially what it is a very sophisticated pump and dump, because it's never gotten back to its all-time high. And there was collusion with different developers to help pump certain projects, and collusion with certain memes. Because remember, there was the allegation on that Leica crap where they said Idiot Vitalik was part and parcel to the rise of a lot of these scam garbage tokens that would happen on the Ethereum chain in 2021. So it all kind of comes together in one summary statement, which is the guy is a fucking moron and he's a scammer, not as directly scamming you, but he's coordinating it in such a professional way that it simply lines his pockets, evidenced by the amount of dumps he's doing on you, regardless of the new girlfriend, as people claimed.